All right, you know what? Let's get straight to the point because you've been watching people rake in money online for months, maybe even years at this point, and you know it's possible deep down. And in fact, not only do you know it's possible, you know that you have far more potential than some of the people you see online doing it. And you know what? You're probably right. You have the potential and you even know exactly what to do to succeed. The reason you have not succeeded yet is that there is an insurmountable roadblock in your way, which is no fault of your own. 99% of the time, that roadblock is money. You don't have the money to get the business you're thinking of starting off the ground. I have seen this scenario over and over and over again. Aspiring business owners discovering dropshipping and they believe it is their golden ticket to making money online. And it seems like the perfect business model when you're a beginner because it checks all the boxes, right? It's a proven way to make money online. You don't need to show your face and you don't need to be an expert. So they follow every step, they find their product, they create their logo and branding, they spend hours on their store just to realize that they can't make money unless they spend money on paid ads, money that they don't have. Maybe you have been in this exact position through no fault of your own. You just haven't been able to find a business model that doesn't require you to show your face and allows you to make sales without spending money first. So today, my friend, we are going to change that. There is a business model that is still in its infancy, but it is about to explode in the next few months. It's completely free to start. It doesn't require you to invest thousands into paid traffic to make sales, and you don't even have to show your face. What I am talking about here is Digital Products 2.0. What is Digital Products 2.0? Digital Products 2.0 is the process of using artificial intelligence to create and sell non-expert digital products online. Digital products can be packaged in a variety of different ways, allowing you the freedom to make sales by showing your face or completely faceless. So we're talking about ebooks, templates, video courses, but today I'm not here to break down the full Digital Product 2.0 business model. I already did that in a recent video where I made an ultimate guide on creating and selling non-expert digital products. If you haven't watched that ultimate guide, I will leave it as the first link in the description. Make sure you go and watch that video after this video. But all you need to know about the business model itself is you don't need money to make sales, you don't have to show your face, you don't have to deal with shipping and logistics, and you don't need knowledge or expertise. So today, I want to focus on making money with digital products. Now, after releasing that ultimate guide video, I got a lot of messages and comments asking that I dive deeper into the distribution side of things. So when you guys ask, we deliver. In today's video, I will be breaking down the exact distribution strategy we help our monetized users implement into their businesses. This is the three-channel distribution strategy. The three-channel distribution strategy is a timeline-based strategy, which has been designed in a way to help beginners make sales without investing money upfront and then expanding their distribution channels as their products start to gain traction. This makes the strategy accessible to anyone. So let's set the scene. You watched the ultimate guide, you created your product and you uploaded your product to WAP. Now you want to start making sales and get your business off the ground. But you have a problem. No one knows that your product exists. You don't have an audience and you have no money for paid ads. Now when you reach this point, it seems like you only have two options, neither of which seem attractive or viable. Option number one, you can spend months figuring out how to create content to attract your own audience. Or option two is you can risk the little hard-earned money you have by running ads for a product with no proof of concept. Luckily, there's another option. Instead of spending years building an audience of your own or risking your savings to run paid ads to sell to an untested audience, all you need to do is just tap into an audience that already exists. So let's talk about influencer arbitrage. This is the process of leveraging another person's audience to bring attention to your own offer. There are millions and millions of micro influencers with thousands of loyal followers who match the buyer profile for your product. Influencer arbitrage allows you to take advantage of that audience without building it yourself. All you need to do is approach people who possess your desired audience and propose a deal where they promote your product to their audience, and in return, they get a percentage of every sale that you make from the promotion. Now you might be thinking, why would these influencers work with you? The thing is, they face the exact opposite problem that you have. They have the audience, but they have nothing to monetize it with. You have a product to sell, but you don't have an audience to sell it to. So both parties benefit. You get the audience you need to sell your product, and the influencer benefits financially without creating a product. It is a win-win. The major benefit of using this method is the attention that you are able to generate without having an audience of your own, but there is a secondary benefit, which is also a game changer when you're first getting started, and that's audience trust. I mean, think about it like this. If you were visiting a new city and before you left, a good friend of yours recommended a specific restaurant, instead of looking for restaurants once you arrive, you're far more likely to take that friend's advice and make a reservation at the restaurant that they recommended. Influencer arbitrage has the same effect. Influencers already have an audience that trusts them. So when they promote your product, the trust is already established by the influencer, resulting in higher conversion rates. To make sure you know exactly how to utilize this method, I'm gonna show you the 6-step influencer arbitrage strategy that our monetized users implement. Step number one is finding influencers. There are really 2 established methods to find influencers. The first is the Instagram suggestion method, and next is hashtag search. So let's talk about the suggestion method. This is the most effective method and consists of 3 very easy steps. First, type your desired niche into Instagram search and find an influencer. Second, click the suggested button on their profile, bringing up similar influencers. The third is browse the suggested accounts to find similar influencers. This is the best method because Instagram's algorithm is doing the work for you. You're looking for influencers of a similar size who are targeting similar topics and audiences. By using suggestions, Instagram will recommend similar influencers instead of you doing it manually. The next is hashtag search. Now, this is an alternative method which offers less control but is also viable. You simply search for hashtags related to your niche. Step number 2, pre-qualifying influencers. Remember, not every influencer with a few thousand followers is gonna be the right fit to promote your product. Each influencer needs to be pre-qualified using these 4 categories: profile metrics, engagement metrics, green flags, and red flags. So let's start off with profile metrics. It is really simple to qualify influencers just by looking at their profiles. You wanna make sure that they have the following: 20 to 50K followers, posting content consistently, and no unethical promotion. Next are engagement metrics. Engagement metrics are the most important metrics to look at before working with an influencer. Followers don't translate into sales. Engaged followers do. So you want 3% plus engagement rate. You want 10K views on recent reels. Now, some of this information can be found on the influencer's profiles, but to find engagement rate, there is a tool we recommend to all of our monetized users. It isn't a deal breaker if you don't have it, but it does make the pre-qualification process that much faster. And that tool is Social Blade. Now, let's talk about some red flags. There are certain red flags that are promotion deal breakers. First is obviously if their followers show signs of being fake or purchased. Next is if their followers have declined in the last 30 days. The third one is if their engagement doesn't align with their follower count. And number 4, if they are consistently promoting sketchy products. Now let's talk about some green flags. Number 1, shares daily life-related stories and posts. Number 2, high number of likes and comments on posts. Number 3 is strong alignment with the topic of your digital product. And the 4th one is that their audience consists of an older demographic, so 18 plus. The pre-qualification process exists to make sure you don't waste your time reaching out to influencers that do not align with the product that you are trying to sell. That being said, if you are on the fence about an influencer, you may as well just reach out. If they reply, the ball is in your court to make the final decision. Step number 3 is influencer outreach. You know how to find influencers and you know how to pre-qualify them. The next step is to reach out to them and get positive responses. The way you get in contact with these influencers is very simple. You need to meet them where they spend most of their time, and being influencers, well, that's Instagram. Instagram DMs are the most effective way to get in touch with potential influencers. Now look, I get it. Everyone hates cold outreach, but this is a little bit different, okay? As many of you guys know, I helped thousands and thousands of people back in the day start successful agencies, and cold outreach has always been one of the core methods to getting clients for an agency. But there is a fundamental difference between cold outreach for SMMA and influencer arbitrage. When you're doing cold outreach to sign agency clients, you are trying to convince a prospect to pay upwards of $2,000 for a service. Whereas when you're reaching out to influencers, you are reaching out with an opportunity. You're not asking for money, quite the opposite. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example with one of our monetized users, Matt. 1 week of outreach and he has already signed a deal with an influencer with 44,000 followers. Reaching out to influencers is much easier. Now that being said, the process still remains the same. Prospecting is a numbers game. So you want to use the methods I showed you in the first step to build a prospect list. Now in order to help you with this, I put a link in the description to download the Monetize Influencer Prospecting Tracker. It's an entirely free tool I created for you just to help you along your journey. Now once you have your templates, make sure you dedicate a day or two to prospecting so you have enough people on the list to actually hit your outreach goals. That being said, how many messages should you send per day? Obviously, it depends on how much time you have, but these are some of the benchmarks that I suggest you aim for. Gold standard is 150 a day. If you can't, aim for 100, and at minimum, aim for 50. Honestly, it doesn't take long at all. Now listen, as important as outreach volume is, there are also some other factors that impact metrics like response rate. So because we have a lot of our monetized members actually taking advantage of this method, we have picked up certain trends. One of them is actually the time of the day when the messages are sent. So this is actually what we found. Response rates are the highest when messages are sent in the morning and evenings. Messages sent in the afternoon often go unseen, leading to lower response rates. You can hit your outreach targets, making sure you send messages at the right times, but I will be upfront with you. You won't always get a response from your first DM, so you need to follow up. I suggest using this follow-up protocol. Number one, send the influencer a message via DM or story reply. The second is follow up with another story reply if they post again. Number three is follow up 2 to 3 times per day if the influencer has been active. Next, you want to continue following up for 3 days. And lastly, if you don't get a response, take the hint and move on. Now, I'm sure all this information is great and all, but I'm sure most of you are wondering, what do you actually say in these messages? Don't worry, I have you covered. In addition to the prospecting template, I'm also going to leave a link to the influencer outreach cheat sheet. And on there, there will be a bunch of outreach templates that you can use to test for yourself. Moving on to step 4, which is profitability calculation. After a few days of sending messages to influencers, the response rate will start to pick up and you'll get that yes that you have been waiting for. A great exercise to do for yourself and the influencer is a profitability calculation. It acts as a final check for yourself, but more importantly, it creates buy-in from the influencer, which ensures that they actually make the effort you require for a successful promotion. So here's the formula. It is average story views times engagement rate equals story interactions. Story interactions times conversion rate equals sales. Sales times selling price equals estimated revenue. Estimated revenue times deal percentage is estimated profit. The formula itself is very simple. You just need to know how to get the inputs. Don't worry, this is very, very simple as well. I've gone ahead and left it on screen. Once again, feel free to pause to actually read through. And this breaks down the average story views, engagement rate, conversion rate, selling price, and the deal percentage. I feel like that's pretty much self-explanatory. Now, I want to show you the potential of a single promotion when using this method. Imagine you strike a deal with an influencer and these are the stats you get from them prior to the promotion. So they have average story views is 30,000, their engagement rate is 10%, their conversion rate is 2%, selling price is 197, and the deal percentage is 70%. In that instance, from a single promotion with those metrics, which are very realistic by the way, you can make over $8,000. The influencer can make over $3,500 for just posting a few Instagram stories. Are you now starting to understand why this method is so good for beginners? Step number 5, structure the deal. A past challenge with influencer deals was earning the influencer's trust that you, as the seller, will be transparent about the revenue generated from a promotion so they would get their pre-agreed split. Now, when you sell through WAP, this isn't a problem because of WAP's affiliate feature. Now, of course, I want to make it clear I have a natural bias because I'm the co-owner of WAP, but this feature, in addition to the fact that it's completely free to sign up and host your digital product on WAP, makes it the best platform to start selling on as a beginner. With the affiliate feature, all you need to do is enter the influencer's email, enter the agreed percentage that they get from each sale, and they will receive a link that they can use to promote your product. Then they will be able to track each sale they make and they will get paid directly. Now, when it comes to negotiating the revenue split with influencers, it's just about negotiating a deal that makes sense for both parties. Influencers with more followers and higher engagement will generally ask for a higher percentage, but the number of eyes on your offer will make it worth it in most cases. So general ranges depend on the influencer, but usually you will give them a 30 to 50% cut. Step 6 is the promotion setup. Everything up to this point is very straightforward. Find influencers, reach out to them, structure the deal. Pretty simple. The last step is where most beginners get it wrong. Many beginners get so excited that they don't focus on the promotion. They tell the influencer to make a random story and just post their checkout link. By doing that, the promotion will underperform or even worse, make no sales at all. And that is why we created a strategy that all of our monetized users use when they run promotions with influencers. Instead of a single story post, we use a 3-part story sequence strategy that is built on basic marketing fundamentals. The first story sequence is just warm-up or survey. It doesn't mention anything about your product and it doesn't include any checkout links. Instead, the influencer includes a poll or a question box. If a poll is used, the poll will touch on the problem that your product solves, but if it's a question box, the influencer leaves it open-ended. Now, if you decide to go with a question box strategy, you reply with a question asking how the influencer solved the problem that your product solved. So if your product helps new mothers get their pre-pregnancy figure back, you ask a question like, like, how did you lose your pregnancy weight so quickly? But if you use the poll option, the influencer simply asks the users if they want more information. If we use the same example, this is what the poll could look like. I've been getting so many DMs about how I lost my post-pregnancy weight so fast. Do you want me to share how I did it? Yes, please, or I already know. And by the way, just so you know, 95% of their audience will say yes, please. Now, the second story sequence is method and result. Now, this gets posted a day later when the influencer either hypes the question or shows the results of the poll. Then they do the following. The influencer mentions that they used a specific method they found online. Then they show some social proof like before and afters or just hype the method even further. And then they tell their audience that they will find the method and share some more details. This sequence creates curiosity, which warms up the audience even further. The third story sequence is the call to action. On day three, the influencer's audience is warmed up and curious about the topic. So for the final story sequence, the influencer posts a story expressing how surprised they were that they got so many people interested in the method. The influencer then explains that they reached out to the creator of the method and that the creator agreed to open a limited number of spots for their audience at a discount. Then, for the final story, the influencer drops their link, driving their audience to the sales page. Do you understand how simple this method is? You don't need money to make sales. You don't need to have an audience. You don't need to show your face, and trust is built automatically. Obviously, this is a method you can continue to use, but remember, use this correctly and you are going to start making sales. That means the roadblocks you once had are now gone and you have money to expand now. Now, there's a concept called distribution channel expansion. It's pretty much just a fancy way of saying adding new ways to make sales. Now that you have money to expand, you can start dipping into paid traffic sources like Facebook ads. Paid traffic is the second distribution channel in the strategy that we teach our monetized members. Now, some of you guys might be watching this and go, well, you know what? I actually have money, so let me just skip the first method and just go straight to running ads. Please, please, please do not do that. Influencer arbitrage helps you attract an audience you don't have. Sure, that's true. But the added value of influencer arbitrage is that it gives you proof of concept. If you start making sales, you know there's a market for the product that you created. And if you start running ads to a product that doesn't have proof of concept, you are basically just gambling at that point. Now, whenever I start mentioning ads, people instantly get worried. Everyone defaults to thinking that they need to show their face on the ad and that they also need to become a world-class copywriter. In 2025, there are so many software options that will script the ads, generate voiceovers, create slides, and even create AI avatars for your ads. So for ad scripts, use Ghostwriter OS. For AI slides, you have Gamma. For AI voiceover, you have 11 Labs. For AI avatars, you have HeyGen. I don't wanna make today's video a full paid traffic masterclass because I know many of you aren't at the point where it makes sense to run ads. I just want you to understand the roadmap and how ads can take your digital product business to the next level while doing it faceless. It is a proven concept. One search on the Meta Ads library and you will see thousands and thousands of ads promoting digital products. There is just one problem with influencer arbitrage and paid traffic. It's cost of acquisition. There is a cost associated with every sale that you get. You are paying Meta to run ads, so despite making more than you invest, it is still eating into your profit. Even when you take advantage of influencer arbitrage, the influencer still takes a cut of each sale. So the third and final distribution channel solves this problem entirely. In fact, you actually get paid to make sales, and I know this better than anyone else because I've experienced it at the highest levels. Just like influencer arbitrage, creating content is free, but there's a reason why I don't recommend using content as your primary distribution channel when you're first getting started out. The learning curve to create content is steep, and it can take months, even years of consistency before you grow a loyal audience of buyers. I mean, just look at my YouTube channel. I have grown a big audience, and many people believe it came quickly, but I've been posting a video a week for almost 10 years to grow my audience. So I'm sure that you don't want to dedicate months to content just to start making a few sales. Now, all of that being said, once you start making sales, making content is a natural next step. I mean, let me show you the power of this distribution channel. This video I created in order to sell one of my digital products a few years ago. YouTube paid me over $250K in YouTube AdSense, but more importantly, I made over $20 million in digital product sales off the back of this video. Now, I know that this is an extreme example because I have a sizable audience, but what if I told you that you don't need a huge audience to take advantage of content to make sales? This is Armando, who's our fifth highest performer inside Monetize. He made over $240,000 in 90 days using Monetize. Now, Armando posted this faceless reel when he had under 5,000 Instagram followers. This reel made him over $40,000 in just a few weeks in digital product sales. AI has changed the game when it comes to content. Do you remember the software options I showed you earlier that can help you create faceless ads? Ghostwriter OS, Gamma, 11 Labs, and HeyGen? Well, they can create high converting faceless content as well. Paid traffic and content are distribution channels you should utilize when you have proof of concept and you're ready to turn digital products into your full-time career. Selling digital products is a business that you can start with $0 without showing your face and avoid all the risks that other business models have. The best thing of all is that if you follow this distribution strategy in the correct order, it has the ability to turn into a business that generates life-changing money. So if you're watching this, desperate to start making money online, but money has constantly been that roadblock that has stopped you, now is the time to take action. Time is ticking, just like dropshipping, Amazon FBA, SMMA, the longer you wait, the more competitive it gets. And if you haven't already, sign up to WAP and also watch the ultimate guide I uploaded 2 weeks ago to get you started. Also remember the free resources I created for this video to help you along your journey entirely for free. Those will be left in the description below. And as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.